Jim, a bit of a strange sort of scenario. Donegal have suffered a defeat this year, so they have some scorching conditions out there, losing by 2 points. How do you sum that one up today?
Difficult for us, obviously. You know, the conceding 3 goals, just probably it can't happen at this level. Cork are a very strong running team, and they asked a lot of questions of us in the transition, something that we knew, you know, pretty clearly coming into the game, and they were very good in their own kick-out, even though, as I said earlier there, you know, most of their kick-outs go long, and they're prepared to go 50-50, but they're very well coached in that regard, and they can find a way to come up with a lot of those breaking balls, and then when they do, then they go direct again in transitional moments. So they asked a lot of questions of us, and fairness to the boys, they found a lot of those answers in the second half, you know, and getting the game level coming down the stretch was big for us and important, and a 1 point game, you know, an injury time, you're looking to find that winner, which we weren't able, looking to find that point that would get it level for us, but we weren't able to do that. So it's the first setback for us, really, first major setback. We have to go away now and have a good look at it, try and understand it, where we were positive, areas we need to work on, and then obviously in terms of the group washing, we have to wait to see now what happens with other teams.
Right, okay. We just maybe slightly caught off guard with those 2 goals at the start of the second half, because they came very, very quickly, so they did.
No, I wouldn't say that. No, like, you know, we played Cork earlier in the year, and Cork scored 2 goals against us in transitional moments. You know, Matty Taylor coming from the half-back line, probably one of the best half-backs in the country, you know, at doing that. We were very well tuned to what they were going to bring to the table, you know, but being attuned to it and dealing with it is two different things. They were very strong, very powerful, and very direct, and you know, they made those transitional moments count. So nothing on that front. You know, Cork are good, strong, well-conditioned running team that asks a lot of questions, and you know, we normally would have the answers to those moments, but we didn't have them today. And 3 goals, you're not going to win a game. You don't deserve to win a game when you can see 3 goals in Championship football.
Do you feel maybe you expended a lot of energy in trying to get the game back level, because you were 5 down and maybe you used up everything in the tank at that stage and there was nothing left come the end?
I think that's probably fair enough, but at the same time, you know, we did have a couple of very good opportunities to level the game in the day, and you know, in the closing stages, really good opportunities. You know, so from that point of view, you're just looking at the wee bit of composure, you know, to sort of work your way through it, and Aaron Doherty kicked a very good score there, settled the whole thing down, you know, took it to the last couple of minutes, and we wanted another moment like that, and we had chances, and we had probably Michael Langan, you know, had a sort of a half goal scoring opportunity as well that popped up, but you know, maybe a point would have been better in that situation. So these are all, you know, bits and pieces that we'll go back and look at, but we won't be too hard on them. It's the first defeat of the year. You know, they've done brilliantly, promotion, Ulster Championship, and you know, not a lot has changed after today, other than we have to wait to see what happens in the Cork Tyrone game to understand what we need to do.
Yeah. And you learn obviously more in defeat than what you do in wins. Do you feel that, Jim, the guys might have learned a lot about themselves a wee bit more maybe today than other games?
I hope so, you know, you're learning all the time, and like, we've spoken a lot throughout the winter months about, you know, you're bringing a group together, and you're trying to sort of, you know, mould a lot of things, and it's days like today that you're really tested and really challenged, and so I hope that is the case, Oisin, that we will sort of be better for it and stronger for it, you know, later on, hopefully in the Championship, if we can keep on progressing.
We felt in commentary, Patrick particularly, was very bullish in going forward, kicked a couple of scores, and we've seen glimpses of it again in the second half from other players. Maybe if Donegal had done that a wee bit more, might it have been a different result today?
I think we were just too impatient, I think, in the build-up phase. You know, I think when we were close to the goal, and you know, we had our players, you know, in positions where they could affect the game, I think that we did ask questions. You know, we did ask questions off Cork, probably not in those positions enough, and settling ourselves to get into those positions enough. But that's all in a day's work, as the man says. You know, it's all learning for us. So we'll take that away, and you know, it's not the same feeling that you would get if you're coming out of an Ulster Championship you know, defeat, because you're still in the fight, you know, and so we have to be thankful for that and take the learnings and go from there. Yep.
2 weeks now gives you time now to regroup, to take on Clare. It's a welcome longer break than what you've had in recent weeks, I suppose.
No, it is. Listen, and you know, I said earlier, Cork, really good, strong and physical team and conditioned team, like, and I suppose with the 1 week turnaround, and it is a long travel, you know, it's not easy coming down and playing Cork away from home. I've had that experience many times as a player as well, but listen, that's not an excuse. Cork were very, very good today. They were very well organised. They knew what they wanted to do against us. They had a really good tactical plan for us and asked a lot of questions of us, and they did ask a lot of questions, but equally we found a lot of those solutions, and it's just a pity from our point of view. Well, you know, a draw would have been a good result for us, even, you know, it would have left us, you know, probably having the group in our own hands for the next day out. But anyway, you know, we'll not be too despondent. We have to take the learnings and go from there.
Is Jason a concern for you because he came off on that one?
Anybody that comes off as a concern, you know, he'd been carrying a wee bit during the week, where he was a wee bit sore during the week, probably, you know, with the quick turnaround, and we felt he might have been okay, but you know, he tightened up there, so yeah, we do have 2 weeks now, which is a real big positive for us, and we'll get back to work next week and try and put the pieces together again.
Okay. Just finally from me, listen, we had full coverage today on Highland. It wasn't on any television or GAA Go, and we know by the level of requests and good wishes to Donegal coming in that everybody's behind the county, and we've seen the level of supporters that was here today as well, Jim. And listen, there's still lots to play for here. It's only one defeat, but it means a lot when Donegal's going well here to all these supporters.
Well, if there is one major disappointment today, it's the fact that we didn't manage to get something out of the game for the supporters. That is a major disappointment, because they travelled in huge numbers. As I said earlier, it's a very long journey, and they travelled here probably, you know, expecting more than what they got in terms of our defensive performance. So I am disappointed about that, and hopefully the next day out we can sort of rekindle that energy and get the Donegal fans back behind the team again. Okay.